Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. The United States is taking steps to try to help produce a stable new Syrian government. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Top diplomats from the United States, the Arab League, and Turkey gathered for a meeting in Jordan to discuss Syria's transition after the fall of the Assad regime. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues to stress the importance of inclusion, that all religious and political factions be represented in a new Syrian government.
We want them to succeed, and we're prepared to help them do so.
He says U.S. officials have communicated that to the Syrian rebel group that led the government coup and made a request.
We've been in contact with HTS and with other parties. We have impressed upon everyone we've been in contact with the importance of helping find Austin Tice.
The White House suggested last week it appears Tice, who was taken captive 12 years ago, is still alive, but they don't know where he is. I'm Jackie Quinn.
South Korea's parliament votes to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over his martial law order. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
With 204 votes in favor, South Korea's parliament has impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol over his stunning and short-lived martial law decree. Yoon's presidential powers and duties are now temporarily suspended. Prime Minister Han Duk-soo is taking over. Outside parliament, crowds roar and wave glow sticks, celebrating another defiant moment. South Korea's constitutional court now has up to 180 days to dismiss Yoon as president or restore his power. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
This is VOA News. Families in Gaza City mourned their loved ones after at least seven were killed in an Israeli strike on a school on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Sierra Lee reports.
According to the Civil Emergency Service in Gaza, at least seven Palestinians were killed and 30 wounded after an Israeli strike on a former school. They say it was sheltering displaced people in Gaza City. A spokesperson for the Israeli military said it was looking into the report. Earlier on Saturday, the Israeli military said it had targeted Hamas militants who were operating within a school compound in Gaza City and that it had taken measures to reduce harm to civilians. According to medics, the dead include a woman and her baby. It was unclear whether the other fatalities were Hamas fighters. The Palestinian Islamist group denies embedding fighters among civilians in Gaza.
That was Reuters correspondent Sierra Lee. Hundreds of people have gathered in the southern French town of Avignon ahead of the verdict in a mass rape trial in which dozens of men stand accused. Gisèle Pelicot is alleged to have been drugged and rendered unconscious by her husband over a decade. The court is expected to deliver its verdicts by December 20th in the trial of 51 defendants. Pelicot, who has become an icon for those fighting against sexual violence, testified during the proceedings about the harrowing events, which have sparked widespread public attention. Outside the courthouse, demonstrators held placards with messages such as, "Victims, we believe you. Rapists, we see you. Rapists, we see you." And, "Shame changes sides." Coast Guard boats, merchant vessels, an Italian frigate, and naval aircraft have been searching the waters around Greece since Greek authorities were alerted about a capsized boat on Friday night. VOA's Christina Menenti has more.
At least five migrants drowned after their wooden boat capsized off Greece's southern island of Gavdos, the Coast Guard said on Saturday. So far, 39 men, most of them from Pakistan, have been rescued by cargo vessels. They have been transferred to the island of Crete, the Coast Guard said, adding that the number of those missing had not yet been confirmed. In separate incidents on Saturday, a Malta-flagged cargo vessel rescued 47 migrants from a boat, while a tanker rescued another 88 migrants. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
A court in Iran has sentenced Iranian-American journalist Reza Velizadeh to 10 years in prison after finding him guilty of collaborating with a hostile government. Velizadeh is a former journalist for the U.S. government-funded Voice of America's Farsi language service and also has worked for Radio Farda, an outlet under Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty that is overseen by the U.S. Agency for Global Media. His lawyer told the Associated Press on Saturday that the Tehran Revolutionary Court issued a first-instance verdict for his client on a charge of collaborating with the hostile U.S. government. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.